President Trump and his allies are on the offensive, calling for those behind the special counsel's Russia probe to themselves now be investigated. Here's Donald Trump Jr. speaking last night with Tucker Carlson on Fox News.
This didn't start with some FBI agent, a door kicker. This started with the lawyer bureaucrats at the top of the FBI working with Hillary Clinton, Fusion GPS, Christopher Steele, Peter Strzok. Those people need to be looked into. This was the greatest farce ever perpetrated on our democracy. It's a disgrace, and it's a stain on our Constitution.
Fusion GPS is the private research firm behind the Trump-Russia Nexus dossier, which was researched by former spy Christopher Steele, first for the Republicans, who were looking to use it against candidate Trump. Then when Trump became their frontrunner, they dropped it. It was picked up by the Democrats. Peter Strzok is a fired FBI agent who wrote emails critical of the president. Meanwhile, six House Democratic Committee chairs say that Special Counsel Robert Mueller's full report should be made public by next week. And all that's been released so far, of course, is Trump appointee and Attorney General William Barr's four-page summary. NPR's lead political editor Domenico Montanaro is here. Hi, Domenico.
Hey there, Robin.
And let's listen first with President Trump talking to reporters yesterday, saying those who suspected him of colluding with the Russian government should now be investigated and punished.
Those people will certainly be looked at. I've been looking at them for a long time, and I'm saying, why haven't they been looked at? They lied to Congress. Many of them, you know who they are. They've done so many evil things.
Well, Domenico, he says we know who they are. Who does he mean? And when he also says those behind the Russia probe are treasonous and guilty of evil things, who does he mean there?
Well, let's start with who he's talking about when it comes to Democrats, because lucky for us, his campaign actually put out a memo to television producers naming people. They included Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut, Adam Schiff of California, who is the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Jerry Nadler of New York, who would shepherd the impeachment process if there were one to go through. He's the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Eric Swalwell of California, and the DNC chairman Tom Perez, as well as the former CIA director John Brennan. They're essentially the campaign put out a memo asking television networks not to put these folks on anymore because these are people who have said that there was evidence of collusion. Now, all we have is a four-page memo from an attorney general that the president appointed himself, who has been skeptical of the idea that Robert Mueller should be able to demand answers from the president on obstruction. And this report did not, you know, vindicate the president when it comes to obstruction. So that's the narrative that the Trump administration and the Trump campaign wants to push. But obviously, Democrats want more answers because quite clearly there were contacts with Russian officials and the Trump campaign, though the Mueller investigation apparently saying that there was no collusion.
Well, but should Democrats like Adam Schiff, who you mentioned, the chair of the House Intelligence Committee, who said as recently as Sunday that he does believe that there is still significant evidence of collusion, should he show that?
There's lots of, you know, there's lots of support for the idea of releasing the full Mueller report from the American people broadly. You know, a poll that we'd conducted, the NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll, for example, a few months ago, 3/4 of people wanted the full Mueller report made public. That included 68% of Republicans. So that's one area where Democrats feel like they can at least continue to say there needs to be more that comes, more that's made public so that there can be a broader determination.
Yeah, but Schiff and Nadler have been saying that they believe that there's evidence. If they have it themselves, that's what the Republicans are calling for, you know, kind of a put up or shut up.
Well, I think that they're talking about a lot of what's been already seen publicly. I mean, we heard from Donald Trump Jr. there, and he's somebody who set up a meeting with a Kremlin-linked lawyer, Natalia Veselnitskaya, at Trump Tower looking for dirt on Hillary Clinton and was disappointed he didn't get it. So Robert Mueller set out a very narrow definition of what conspiracy and collusion was and felt that it didn't meet that level. But what else did he have to say when it comes to all of these contacts?
Yeah. Domenico, we only have a few seconds, but the president himself has said he would be okay with the Mueller report being released in full. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has blocked a resolution to release it. Why?
Well, that was non-binding anyway, so it wouldn't have the teeth to actually make them bring it forward. But, you know, McConnell said he wants to give Barr the time to make a determination. Chuck Schumer, the Democratic minority leader in the Senate, said that there was no timeline attached to that, and it did pass the House unanimously. But look, people who are Trump supporters are rallying around the president now and want to do everything they can to be able to insulate him, and this is one way to do that.
Domenico Montanaro, NPR's lead political editor, thank you.
You're welcome.